Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number 17 on iTunes.
Started making a move to the intro music. That's the phone number for no reason at all.
It is. That's what you do, Captain.
It is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the Captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I do all sorts of weird things. I like making fun of things. You know, if that song had lyrics, I would already have alternate lyrics to it. It probably does have lyrics. I just never listen to the whole song. It's only the intro that I listen to, but I would probably have, even when I wrote my own songs for, like, heavy metal bands and stuff, I would have parodies of my own songs.
Not surprised.
Like, all of the time. Like, and people weren't surprised. They're like, yep, okay, he's parodying our song that we spent hundreds of hours writing and penning the lyrics to, and he's just going to make fun of it already.
I had a buddy who would freestyle in the car over the lyrics of the song that was playing rather than just sing along.
Ooh.
I like
that. That's impressive.
It's annoying, is what it is. Oh, like, dude, I'm trying to listen to the song. If you want to sing, sing along with the song.
Obviously, based on
your own lyrics.
Based on this most recent example, I have a hard time freestyling over something.
Okay, but this was also just the music. Like, if there were actual lyrics playing and he was just, like, not singing along to the song.
Hey, everybody's got their talents.
I don't know if I'd call it a talent. Just a thing that
talents,
he did.
Talents, flaws.
One man's talent is another man's flaw. That's true. Very true. We have been telling you that we're going to tell you about this story from Reason.com.
Another recap.
A SWAT team blew up this innocent woman's house and cost her over $50,000. The city tried to stop her from suing. A SWAT team destroyed an innocent woman's house after a fugitive barricaded himself inside. Last week, a federal court ruled that she can sue the government for damages.
Good.
So she had to first sue, and the government had to say, no, you can't sue for that. And then she had to sue further for the government to go, yeah, okay, you can sue for that. So now, officially, she can sue.
So one of the podcasts that I used to listen to, I don't remember the name of it, but they were like a legal podcast type of thing where they kind of walked you through some of these lesser-known ideals.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I remember from that podcast was, If you're battling the state, you battle the state in federal court. And if you're battling the feds, you battle them in state court.
Right, yeah.
Because even though we look at them as one big state,
right,
they still have internal battles.
Right.
So it's good to pit them against
and
each other.
And nothing makes me happier than to see government fighting government.
Right. And that was the idea, was to get them fighting, you know, amongst themselves, and then you being participated in that.
In July 2020, Wesley Little, who Vicky Baker had terminated as her handyman about a year and a half before, arrived at Baker's home in McKinney, Texas. Baker's daughter answered the door, recognizing him from news reports that he was wanted for the abduction of a 15-year-old girl. She left the premises and called police.
Smart.
So far, SWAT agents soon arrived. Guess what they did? They set off explosives to open the garage entryway.
Dude, you got to give me time to guess.
They detonated tear gas grenades inside the building. It was a rhetorical question. They ran over Baker's fence with an armored vehicle. And they ripped off her front door despite having been given a garage door opener, a code to the back gate, and a key to the home.
Oh, but it's not fun to use the key. You have to destroy this woman's house.
Look, if they
it's
didn't
the
want
SWAT team, come on.
Right.
Let me just cover this again.
If you didn't want the SWAT team to destroy the house, you should have just called the regular police and given them the key, the door opener. And
she did call the regular police.
So but they sent the SWAT team.
They sent an officer. They set off explosives to open the garage entryway. They detonated tear gas grenades inside the building. They ran over the fence with an armored vehicle, and they ripped off the front door, despite being given a garage door opener, a code to the back gate, and a key to the home.
On today's episode of Why You Don't Call the Police.
Now, I mean, we could just, I mean, that's the gist of the story. The house was unlivable when they were through. She sued, so the city asked the court to dismiss the lawsuit.
Sure.
In its pursuit of the fugitive pursuant to the police powers, Baker alleges the city caused significant economic damage, over $50,000 to her home. Then the city refused to compensate her for the damage, writes Judge Amos L. Mazant III of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Texas. Baker has alleged damage to her private property and the city's refusal to compensate for such damage that plausibly amounts to a Fifth Amendment violation.
So I want to ask you a question real quick, Nikki, because you said that's why you don't call the police. And I totally get that. I'm on board with that statement.
Okay.
But you have a teenager in a home with a guy who's like wanted for abducting teenagers.
Well, the teenager is the one who left.
Understood.
Yeah.
But she's also the one who left and then called the police.
Right.
Right. So if you're not going to call the police and you're fearing this person, right, what do you do? Because if you shoot him, right, in defense of your property and life, you're still going to get a visit from the police.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you can't win living in this society. Unfortunately. I mean, because it's like, yeah, what do you do?
What do you do?
If you have an unsolvable problem and you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Who will blow up the garage door, set off tear gas.
And like, you got an armored vehicle. Right?
Ram through the door with an armored vehicle.
And, of course, miss everything they shoot at.
Just don't put Baracus on the helicopter.
Bob Baracus. That's B.A. Baracus for...
Understood.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about really any of this because, first of all, they had a key. They could have just let themselves in.
Understood.
They could have opened the garage with the garage door opener.
They could have done a lot of things.
But no, they had to be all gung-ho. We got to get a piece of the action.
Right. Was he armed? Was he a threat to the police? Or was he just a felon out on a warrant?
Well, and that's what we have to remember. The people who are working in these positions, like the SWAT team or the police, they love destruction. They love drama. They love, you know, they love
conflict. You gotta get
conflict.
A piece of the action is what they got.
Exactly.
LRN.FM.
Plus qualified immunity.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, I had to...
Not a good recipe.
I had to dump myself.
I totally missed it. Good
I
job.
Totally missed
Good
it,
job,
too.
I let an S out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job on the dumb button.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, listeners.
Sorry, podcast listeners, because that flushing sound is probably the most annoying thing in all the podcasts.
LRN.FM.
Right. Now I got to hear it twice when I listen to this back.
Sometimes I wish I could just hit the dumb button for no reason. I mean, I could.
You absolutely could.
But I don't ever hear it, so it's not as fun.
Yeah.
You know. At any rate, the fact that all of this needs to be spelled out in commentary on how difficult it has become to get meaningful accountability for government, at the center of Baker's case is the Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment, which is supposed to provide recourse to those who had their property taken or destroyed by government. But this protection has been weakened by a series of court cases creating carve-outs for actions taken under the very broad scope of police powers, quote unquote. They're forcing unlucky individuals to shoulder the burden of doing something that's good for our society, Jeffrey Redfern, an attorney with the Institute for Justice, said. The public interest law firm representing Baker told me in March, taking dangerous criminals off the street is good for society. If the city decides that it really needs to put a road through your house, that might be the right call. It might be something the community really needs, but that doesn't justify making one unlucky owner bear the cost of doing something that's good for everyone.
Even that whole line of what the community really needs is an overreach
yes.
of the original intent.
Yes.
And it's just like, none of that was necessary. They could have gotten the guy. If that's what they were trying to do, get the guy that was in her house, they didn't need to do that.
Did he barricade himself in?
Yeah, so what's the point?
Was it an armed standoff? There was no hostages in the article so far.
It's as if they overused force in the same way they overused force raiding the Free Talk Live studios on March 16th in the events of the Crypto 6, which you can find out more about at thecrypto6.com. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Number 16 on iTunes. Moving up the charts.
The other one's better? No, this one's better? Okay, all right. 603-283-6160 is the phone number here.
It's more melodic.
The phones are open. You can call, talk about whatever's on your mind. You can talk about what we're talking about, which is this lady's house got destroyed by the SWAT team because somebody that used to do some yard work for her, who she fired, showed up at the door. Her daughter was home, recognized that this guy was wanted because of, you know, some publicity on TV, arguably, something along those lines, and left the house and called the cops. The cops decided to send in the SWAT team. And even though the SWAT team was provided with a key and a garage door opener and a code to the gate, they decided, we don't need that. We've got an armored vehicle. Let's run over a fence.
We're SWAT.
Let's bash in the doorway and let's set off tear gas and explosives to open the garage.
See, and I get that the guy was a felon, but nothing in the article thus far has indicated that he was a danger to anyone involved in the situation.
Yeah, we don't know what he did, so.
Yeah, and it doesn't actually tell us anything about him, so. I apologize in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
So this person, her last name is Baker, will likely have to overcome an appeal from the city, but if her suit meets a more fortunate fate, she may recuperate some of the financial costs incurred as she battles stage 3 cancer and tries to leave the state for retirement.
Good luck.
Yet some things will not be replaceable. An antique doll collection was damaged by the tear gas, for example. Worse yet, her daughter's dog was left deaf and blind.
Oh, my God.
I've lost everything, Baker told Reason last March. I've lost my chance to sell my house. I've lost my chance to retire without fear of how I'm going to make my regular bills.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And you're looking at a lawsuit that's still going to take even more time
and money
to recruit part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who's going to front that now?
I'm mind blown that they don't think that they owe this lady anything.
Why would they?
They only destroyed her house.
They are an agency,
almost murdered the dog.
They are an agency of violence and force.
Yeah.
They're aware of it.
Qualified immunity.
If they act
with impunity.
If you happen to be listening to this and you're one of the SWAT team that did this to this lady, please call 603-283-6160.
Defend yourself.
Please tell us if you have any feelings of guilt for doing this to this woman's house.
I'm going to doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think they had any feelings of guilt when they did it here.
How about this? If you're law enforcement or a member of any SWAT team, can you call in and justify this? Like, what went through that SWAT team's mind where they thought that this was an acceptable course of action given the circumstances?
And if you are a member of law enforcement of any type, any variety, and you find that this is all horrifically wrong, where are you? Why aren't you calling these people out? I don't care if you're in another state or another city. Are you calling these people out? Are you bringing this into your precinct and showing other cops, hey, this is the wrong thing to do?
Probably not.
My biggest problem, really, with any police department and the police at any level is that it would be really easy for them as a whole, if they're such a tight-knit brotherhood of the blue and all that kind of stuff, and they're really concerned about how horrible a reputation they have because of stuff like this, all they have to do is get together and go, you know what, guys, let's just not enforce any laws where there's no victim or no property damage. That's all all they have to do, their reputation would instantly become gleaming. But not even a small precinct will do that.
Well, they're brainwashed.
Bingo.
So they will do whatever they told, whatever they're told. And that's what I hate about the, well, you know, most of them are good theory. No, most of them aren't good, because if they were good, they wouldn't be working these jobs where they're knowingly causing harm to the public and harassing peaceful people.
Yeah, and like I said earlier about state jobs, you know, you either get assimilated or you get banished from it, right?
Yeah.
You get expelled. The good cops that do turn each other in, they're usually terminated or
Absolutely.
Transferred, and they quit.
And they get blackballed.
Right.
Yeah.
So, what can you do?
Yeah. It is sickening that this happens over and over and over and over. We cover these things, like, I think recently we haven't covered much of this type of a thing, but it happens so often. Like, I could do a story like this every night, Free Talk Live, for probably the rest of my life.
Yeah, there's an entire subreddit, I don't know if it still exists, but it was like Bad Cop No Donut.
Right.
Right, it was just inundated with bad cop stories on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Of nonsense like this.
Yeah. So, you know, what is this lady going to do?
She's going to retire somewhere, somehow, right?
Out of their house.
Scrape stuff by, try to sue, hopefully get something, you know, years from now.
Yeah.
If she's lucky.
She's got to get lawyers together. She's got to get, you know, a case put together, gather evidence, et cetera.
Yeah, which all costs money.
Yep, all costs money. And so let's just say she does all of that. And let's just say she wins, right? The lawsuit, that is, right? And so now, okay, well, how much damage was done? Oh, this says approximately $50,000 of damage. Okay, well, we award, you know, $50,000, maybe a little more for suffering, whatever.
Sure.
So let's say $100,000, right? Oh, then the lawyer takes his cut. Right, whatever expenses she's had to incur between the time that this happened and the time that the money actually flows back to her, which is different than the time the judgment is made. The judgment can be made, and then there's a period in which they got to wait for the money to actually come back, a check to be cut, or a direct deposit to be received, and that's more bureaucracy hoops to jump through, et cetera, and so on. So then there's all of that she has had to pay between the originating date of this incident and the time that she actually gets the money back. And by that time, who knows, man, maybe the housing market tanks and her house is no longer worth fixing, you know, and now she's left with less than the value, you know. I mean, it's such a horrific thing.
And the dog is still deaf and blind.
That's, I mean, when these things happen, it always happens to somebody like this. Right.
Yep.
Where, like, they're in sort of a, you know, I want to say a paycheck-to-paycheck type situation.
Sure. Well, that's most of Americans.
Of course it is.
Most difficult.
Of course it is, which is what makes it all the more egregious.
Yep.
Right? You would think that after so many of these stories being talked about in the press and here on Free Talk Live and published everywhere else, that at some point, some, you know, new police chief would, oh, hey, we should stop doing dumb things like this.
Then I get fired.
It's very possible that they were a Back the Blue family as well, right? Weird guy shows up at your house. First thing the daughter does is leave the home, call the police, right? Standard protocol. No second thought about the repercussions of that. Just, this guy I know kidnaps teenagers. I'm a teenager. I leave, and I call whom I'm supposed to call, right? The police. And then they do this. Betray the trust of the homeowner and the daughter who called.
Yeah, I think folks need to get away from, like, the thing to do is call the police.
Yeah. Well, I'll still throw the question out there. What would you have done instead? Right? It's a kind of a no-win situation, as Nick said earlier.
I have an answer. We'll talk about that coming up on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Longtime Republican U.S. Senator Bob Dole has died at 98. Dole fought in World War II, then came home to enter politics, serving in the U.S. House and the Senate. He ran for president in 1996. He was beaten, though, by Bill Clinton. The following year, in 1997, Clinton awarded Dole the Medal of Freedom at the White House. In his speech, Dole joked he was hoping to give a different speech that day.
I, Robert J. Do solemnly swear. Sorry, wrong speech.
His family says Bob Dole died in his sleep early Sunday. Again, he was 98. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. Space Force, still very new, but it's already taking on talk that China poses a threat, and deciding the rules of interstellar conduct and warfare is no longer just for the movies, according to the U.S. Space Force General David Thompson.
I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that they will be the leader in space by the end of the decade, but they're on an incredible pace.
Telling Fox News Sunday, China will have the most satellites in space by the end of the decade, and its ability to weaponize equipment and destroy satellites is of great concern as well. He says recent talks about such things have not gone well with China nor Russia, as he says they refuse to abide by the basic international principles of responsible behavior in space. A new poll finding almost two-thirds of Americans say at least one family member gets too drunk at holiday gatherings. The survey by one poll finds another 3 in 5 Americans report dreading going home for the holidays. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Phone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. We've got somebody on hold. We'll get to you in just a moment. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
I want to take just a second and say thank you to Andrew Loy. Andrew Loy is a silver level AMPS subscriber. You can find out all about the AMPS program. That stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. AMPS.
They added an S.
Right, yeah. We had to redo the whole program. So it's been redone recently. We had a
total rebranding.
Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. He's a silver level amplifier, so that means he gives $5 a month. That's all we ask. The money goes to getting this radio program onto more radio stations and supporting the further broadcast of this show. There's some perks involved, so if you give $5 or $10 or some folks give $25, some folks give more, because they enjoy the show, they enjoy the content, the hosts and co-hosts. If you derive value out of the show and you enjoy it and you think that it should have a further reach, please consider visiting amps.com. www.freetalklive.com and becoming an amplifier. Again, thank you, Andrew Loy. We appreciate your contribution.
What would the crypto equivalent be of silver, gold, and platinum level amplifiers if you wanted to change the currency?
I don't know, but currently you can not use cryptocurrency at the AMPS program.
Okay. I'm just saying the levels, like we wanted to move away from that structure.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd have to ask probably Ian.
He's a Bitcoin level subscriber. We've got the Ethereum guy right here.
Oh, I see what you're saying, right. Yeah, we've got the Shiba level.
Yeah.
We've got the
Doge level amplifier.
Yeah. All right. You had asked the question.
I posed the question.
What do you do if you're not going to call the cops? Well, there was some technology that is still being worked on that may answer that question, and that is something like a cell 411 type of app where you and your friends or your neighbors, you sort of form a community of your own, and then when something goes wrong and you need help, you're able to notify everybody on your list, and they come as the first responders.
Sure, but right? They're going to come to this as the first responders and intimidate the guy out of the house?
Perhaps.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't say if he was armed. We have some more information on this story as well that one of our producers has so kindly done a search for on the internet, so we can talk about that. But first, I want to go to Steve, who's calling from West Virginia. Steve.
Yeah.
You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to comment on your conversation about the police and the situation you're describing in Texas. First of all, how that situation unfolded, I agree with you, is 100% just out of hand. But the second part is that these situations are not quite as simplistic. In this case, it was, but overall, it's not quite as simplistic as you guys make it seem. I work with the police, and I kind of have a supervisory role politically. And that's where it starts. The police have got to know, where the lines are. And they got to be told where the lines are. But on the other hand, when these guys are out, they don't know what kind of situation they're walking into. I don't know how many of you guys have ever seen someone shot or ever seen someone killed, in a violent situation. Mm-hmm. These are split-second decisions. And they're not as simple as some of the people are making this out to be.
Well, in this case specifically, right?
Yeah, in this case, obviously.
Right. I don't know of a split-second decision where you're like, we're going to blow up the garage door, throw in tear gas,
and ram the tank through the front door. Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. What you guys are doing, you're taking an extreme, obvious situation where there's misconduct and the guy's got out of control, and you're kind of overlaying this template onto all law enforcement. Well, that isn't how all these situations work out, and they say, don't call the police. Well, let me tell you something. If you got a guy that's outside your house with a 9mm saying he's going to come in and kill your family, and you don't have a gun inside, you better call the police. Yeah. On the other hand, if you got a police department that isn't given clear guidelines, and this is where the tricky part gets in to this whole situation. The political people have got to be able to tell the police, look, you do your job, you do it correctly, you use good sound judgment, we're behind you. And I've told our policemen this myself, personally.
I have a question for you, Steve. I have a question. I have a question for you. You said you work with the police politically. Are you a politician or are you a police officer?
I'm a politician that supervises it.
Okay, I get you. All right. So why is it necessary for police to enforce anything that doesn't harm an individual or property?
Well, philosophically, I'm with you there. At heart, I'm a libertarian.
Okay.
At heart, I believe in libertarian philosophy. I'm with you there. But you do have to operate, once you enter a political sphere and a legal sphere, you do have to operate within the confines of what the state government has set the boundaries for you. You don't get to walk outside these confines and say, I don't believe in this law or I don't believe in that law, so I'm not going to enforce it. Then you have the fiduciary responsibility to what the citizens of your state, local, or county government has decided politically. politically that they're going to pose as politically acceptable behavior out of society.
It's that they don't have a fiduciary responsibility, and that's part of the problem. They get qualified immunity, and so they act with impunity. Right? Well, if they had a fiduciary responsibility, they would be paying out of pocket for all the destruction, damage, and chaos that ensued.
But I understand what you're saying, but here's where, with the conversation you're having, the political element comes in. And that's where people that are like me, that are directly responsible for the people that's going to be hired to go out there and do that. And I've had conversations with our policemen. Look, you do the wrong thing, I'm going to be your worst enemy. I will not tolerate it. You do the right thing, and I will buy you the equipment you need. I will get you the tools that you need to do the job. But the flip side of that, you got to do your job with honor, and you got to do it in a way that you're not doing the things that you describe here on the radio.
In a nutshell then, Steve, what would you say the job of the police is?
The job of the police primarily is to keep a society functioning to where it's not the Lord of the Flies.
By what means?
I mean, if you don't have some kind of order to a society, then what you get, I don't know if you guys ever heard the term blood law. Have you ever heard that term?
I have not.
Nope.
Okay, blood law is, it's an old term that comes from rural societies. Mm-hmm. And the concept of blood law is there's not any enforcement mechanism. So what you have a society that if you do something to my family, the result of it is I'm going to come and kill you, one of your family. So there's an enforcement mechanism there through violence.
Okay.
So you don't want a society operating on the concept of a blood law.
Well, if you're associating that with violence, you already have that because violence is the tool of the state and the enforcement arm of the police. Like
only if the department is operating in an out of control manner.
That's the fundamental responsibility of the police and the government is to be the violent arm of enforcement.
Let me ask you this. You got a convenience store that's being held up. You got a psychopath down there with a gun to someone's head. You going to talk them down?
No.
Well, what are you going to do?
It's going to turn to violence.
You got a split second. Life and death is in the balance. You got a split second to make this decision. What are you going to do?
Hey, Steve, can you hang on?
I sure can.
All right, stand by. We'll bring you back because I want to have more conversation with this particular person. 603-283-6160. The final segment of tonight's edition of Free Talk Live is coming up. More with Steve, the politician from West Virginia.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Moments remain here on this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We are here 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not hearing us live broadcast during those hours, you can find us over at freetalklive.com. There are many, many ways to listen to this program live over the internet. So if you would like to, you may do that as well. I do want to talk about BitBox because we're giving away a second BitBox here in the coming weeks. The BitBox is a hardware wallet for cryptocurrency, but unlike other wallets, BitBox's software is 100% open source, which helps it to avoid some of the problems that other hardware wallets sometimes have. If you want a chance to win one, all you have to do is join the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. We'll be choosing one of our supporters at random on an episode of Freer Talk Live in the future. And although we like being able to offer a bonus to our supporters, the real reason you should join is because you want to support the show. But hey, a free hardware wallet wouldn't hurt, right? Join the program now at amps.freetalklive.com. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
We've been talking, and we'll bring him back on the line in just a second. We've been talking to a gentleman named Steve, who is a politician who works...
Supervises the police.
He says he's from West Virginia. I don't know if that's where he works as well.
Allegedly.
But, yeah, allegedly, it's fine. We really don't need any more details than that. But, Steve, you're back on, and we'd like to continue this conversation.
Yeah, one thing, you know, I'd like to interject quickly into the conversation. I think that's kind of missing from this whole discussion.
Mm-hmm.
There is a level of evil, predatory people in this world.
Yes, sir.
And these people are not the kind of people, I don't know how many times you've associated with people like this. In my earlier life, I did.
Well, I try to avoid statists as much as possible.
Well, but I'm just telling you, this ain't statists. These are just... You'll find them within every society. They're predators. They're psychopaths.
Right. Absolutely.
They will not be dealt with reason. some time. Now, you can say that that's not necessary, but you're giving the whole audience ostrich effect by
I'm not a pacifist, Steve. In fact, I think that force is necessary, but only in defense.
Well, I mean, that's... I'm not sure.
Well, you mentioned that you were libertarian.
How you classify that in the role of the police?
You mentioned that you're libertarian at heart, though, and so libertarians believe in the non-aggression principle, which is simply saying that I believe that it's okay to use violence only in defense.
Well, see, on that point, I'll have to differ with you, because I think if someone's getting ready to commit an act of violence on someone else, you're not defending yourself, but you can step in.
You can defend somebody else.
Someone that's
right.
Getting ready to have violence inflicted on them and use violence to stop it.
Of course,
I think that would be defense.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That still qualifies as defense.
Give me the opportunity.
If we're agreeable on those terms, then yes.
Right. Give me the opportunity to say something controversial, perhaps, and then expand upon it, maybe. I believe, I'm not a pacifist, right? But I believe there is a violent undertone to every conflict. Like, every conflict that you can think of can devolve to a violent conclusion.
That's the history of the world.
And what we do as civilized society is our very best to resolve that conflict before violence becomes necessary, so everyone involved can walk away, you know, physically unharmed, for the most part.
I would completely agree with that concept.
Okay.
In theory.
In theory, fine.
The history of humanity, the history of us as a species, has been from caveman times through today. We've had tribes that would fight each other. We have our standing armies around the world. The
right.
Proclivity for the human existence to try and exert itself by force on other human beings
right.
for the benefit of whatever their motivation is has been with us from time beginning.
So I don't think it's even in theory. It's also in history and in practice.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's always there. And
it's always there. It's always an undercurrent because someone will take weakness as an opportunity to exploit the other person for whatever benefits they see necessary.
So when we relate this to the police, right, we're not, it's like the old Bastiat quote, that when the socialist claims that we don't want something done by the state, they assume that we don't want something done at all. And that's not true. We want defense. We want security. Right. But we want it done privately by agencies who are accountable for their actions. And that is not the police under the current state paradigm. Right.
What would your solution be?
Again,
I mean, how would you look at California right now? We're starting to see the edges of your theory in practice in San Francisco.
But it's different.
It's not different, though.
Because
I think we are.
Because
I think you're denying the road that your theory will take you down. You're seeing the outer edges of your theory in practice
in San Francisco. I don't think you're understanding the theory, though, because the theory of, you know, defunding the police is different than having private entities, maybe private security companies, to act in the traditional police roles, so to speak, so to kind of, you know, uphold law and order or whatever people want, or, you know, if somebody's robbing your house or if you get into a car accident or if somebody overdoses, you can call these private companies to come in a free market setting. They will be held accountable for their actions. And if they start coming to people's houses and shooting dogs or whatever, or
and blowing up garage doors and throwing in tear canisters.
Exactly. Nobody is going to use those services anymore. They're going to use the better services.
So what you're saying is the free market principle will be a regulatory entity
for security services. Absolutely.
Yep.
100%.
Well, you know, we've seen private, there's a big controversy here within the state of West Virginia about private entities running state prisons. And believe me, it hasn't gotten any better.
But I don't think those are actual private entities, though.
Right.
Well,
a lot of if you want to have that discussion.
There's a lot of private involvement in state prisons
but
in West Virginia, and the transition has not been as seamless as your theory seems to think it would
be. Right, but that's not really a free market either. That is a private government market.
Right.
Well, you're right. It's completely different. Kind of a hybrid model.
But I want to talk about...
I don't even know if it's going to be seamless. I don't care if it's seamless or not. We just got to get there through whatever trials and tribulations.
Yeah, because what's happening now is not working as far as I'm concerned. Yeah,
I just want to go back and clarify for you, Steve, that in a free market...
But do you see my view as being something outside what would be acceptable to you guys, how I approach my job?
If you were doing it privately, I would say that they would still have to be accountable for
the election.
No, I mean
within the context of a government.
No, they know. Everything you do is illegitimate.
I tell my police officers, you are going to be held accountable for your actions, and I expect you to do them in an honorable way.
How are you going to prove to your constituents, your citizens, in whatever your jurisdiction area is, how are you going to prove to them that these police officers are being held accountable?
And how do you actually hold them accountable?
Yes.
Hold them accountable?
Yeah.
My measure of holding them accountable, I tell them that right there's the door, and if they get out of hand, they will see that door, and they will lose their job.
But if they blow up somebody's house, and they only lose their job, right, then they'll go apply at the you know, city down the street who will hire them back.
And here's the crux. I don't know if you guys realize this or not. Here's the crux of the problem that you're describing, is that there's not the coherency that I'm applying in my local jurisdiction across my county or my state. Mm-hmm. And there's where the gaps that you guys are describing can come in. Until there's a coherency of accountability and having people operate professionally and with honor, then you're going to see this.
Yeah. And until you get rid of qualified immunity so that they are actually responsible financially, morally, like ethically responsible for their actions, you're not going to see reform
sure.
in this area.
Now, I'm not sure, though, that the public at large understands the things that go on and have ever seen violent conflicts ensue and see the split seconds, not relating it to the Texas situation you guys described.
Yeah.
But general encounters. If I got a policeman up on the interstate and he's pulling some guy over and he's running meth down the interstate and he's got two felonies.
Leave him alone. Nothing wrong with running meth down the interstate.
Hey, Steve, I invite you to call back again as often as you want. We're on air 7 days a week, 7 to 10 p.m.
Well, it was good talking to you guys.
Thank you for the call, Steve. I appreciate it. We're out of time, unfortunately. Again, 7928, freetalklive.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Peace.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta,
Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.